stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Kerry seeks Saudi support for Syrian ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry sought Saudi Arabia's support today in strengthening a cessation of hostilities agreement between Syrian government forces and rebels ahead of broader talks on regional crises later this week. Kerry, trying to shore up support for the shaky ceasefire in Syria, met with Saudi King Salman. This country has been a key supporter of rebels fighting to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Five men are under arrest in Australia on terrorism-related charges. Police arrested them for attempting to sail to Indonesia and then travel on to join Islamist groups in Syria. George Brandis is the Australia Attorney General.
These people had been under surveillance for quite some time. That's the reason their passports were cancelled, because they had been under surveillance and their intentions to travel to the Middle East to engage in terrorist war fighting were known to the authorities.
The men included radical jihadist preacher Musa Sorrentino, who is facing a possible life sentence if convicted. They are scheduled to appear in a Queensland state court on Monday. Multinational forces fighting the Islamic extremists of Boko Haram arrested five of the group's leaders and freed dozens of captive women and children, according to Cameroon's government. Authorities reported that the raids targeting Boko Haram bases in the northern Madawaya forest earlier this month freed 28 children and at least 18 women. The news came as several leaders are gathering at a summit in the Nigerian capital Abuja to discuss regional security and strategies to fight Boko Haram. This is VOA News.